Well, the waters around our shores certainly hold a rich variety of wildlife, and there's definitely plenty of water. But what about a time when water was a luxury in your home? Sylvia Colwell reminisced with Let's Talk about a time when this was certainly the case. Here's Neil.
In 1936, my family filled buckets of drinking water from a well, which was shared with three other families. Water for washing and cleaning came from rainwater tubs. In 1939, when we moved house, our drinking water came from sweet water springs. There were a number of such springs along the marsh edge. A tub was half buried in the mud with a bunghole halfway up its side. After a high tide, the salt water was drained off through the bunghole and fresh water bubbled up from the spring to clear the tub. It was necessary to bend low to get to a bucket into the low-lying tub. The next house had its own well in the garden. Mains water came to the villages between 1948 and 1950. Mains drainage came in the early 1970s. My mother was in her 70s before she had a bathroom and a kitchen with water from a tap and drainage through a plug hole. It was a luxury after years of hard work getting the water and disposing of it after using it.
Well, thank goodness things have improved since then. Presumably it was a dream come true for people when running water arrived.